AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A statement from the Getty family says a man found dead in a Hollywood Hills home is Getty oil fortuneer Andrew Getty. The statement says the 47-year-old died at the home but provided no further details. Police and coroner's officials earlier confirmed that a woman called police to the home Tuesday afternoon and that officers found a man dead in a bathroom. Nuclear talks between Iran and six world powers went past a self-imposed deadline and into overtime as negotiators renewed efforts to hammer out the outline of an agreement. Talks went well past midnight in Switzerland and are to resume in the morning. More from AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
U.S. officials say a number of difficult issues are still blocking agreement at the talks in Switzerland. But here at the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says enough progress is being made to warrant staying at the table.
If it means that we need to continue the conversations to complete the agreement, I think common sense would dictate that it's worth pursuing in that way.
An accord would trade phased-in sanctions relief for strict curbs on Iran's nuclear program aimed at keeping it from making a bomb. Earnest says the two sides are still working on a text with some specifics, but it'll likely be accompanied by documents outlining places where further negotiation is needed. Mark Smith at the White House.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence is urging state lawmakers to send a bill to his desk by the end of the week to clarify the intent of a new law that critics fear could permit discrimination against gays and lesbians. Pence says the bill has been mischaracterized.
The smear here against this bill is that it created a license to discriminate. Or a license to deny services. And that's just completely false and baseless.
A bill approved by the House in Texas would cut $3 million in state funds for programs to prevent HIV and put that money instead toward abstinence education. This is AP Radio News. The tweets of Trevor Noah, the South African comedian tapped as the next host of The Daily Show, have raised calls that he not be given that Comedy Central job.
In his three appearances on The Daily Show, Trevor Noah comes off as exotic, witty, and urbane. In tweets from the last several years that surfaced in the day after Noah was named host of the show, not so much. Almost bumped a Jewish kid crossing the road, he tweeted 6 years ago. I would have felt so bad in my German car. There are some jokes about fat chicks and middle American ignorance, and less than 24 hours after his appointment was announced, the internet is thick with demands that the offer be rescinded. Jessica Winter writes in Slate that The Daily Show has taken on a moral authority that Noah's tweets are beneath. Comedy Central says it's unfair to judge him on the basis of a few tweets. Warren Levinson, New York.
It'll be a record even before the first pitch is thrown. According to an AP study of all major league contracts, average salary when opening day rosters are finalized Sunday will break the $4 million benchmark for the first time. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.